Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here in the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with Steve Penny. He is the publisher of the Silver Chartist Report. I've been having Steve on the show about every 2 weeks now to break down a lot of the technicals that he's watching within the especially precious metals markets, but also to note, Steve is also following very closely the uranium sector. We're going to focus on precious metals here because to kick off this week, we have some pretty important technical developments for the positive for the precious metals, starting off with gold. Two key technical factors here, and I am going to be posting a chart below this interview so you can follow along with actually three different charts that Steve and I are going to follow along with. First one being this gold daily chart, and the key technical developments here being gold's break above that 200-day moving average and also break above that general downtrend that it has been in really ever since the peak back in August. Steve, what's most important here and really what should investors be focused on now that we have these, for right now, short-term breaks?
Yeah, exactly. So we're speaking on Monday and we're seeing a nice breakout, especially in gold right now. The line that we've been watching for several months now, I think going back to our original conversations, we've been talking about this line that we're finally breaking out above, and that's the downtrend line that dates back to last August of 2020. So we are now above that for the first time in, call it 9 months. And what's interesting is that line coincides with the 200-day moving average. So not only are we breaking out from that downtrend channel, but also the 200-day moving average. Now, of course, you know, one day doesn't make a breakout. What you really want to see is a weekly close above there. So it wouldn't be surprising at all to see a little bit of backing and filling, maybe come back and back test what was resistance as is now support. But if it would be really constructive here if we can get a weekly close above the 200-day moving average.
That's a thing, right? All about waiting for that weekly close, and rightfully so. I know some gold investors will be a little skeptical because the breakout is happening on Monday, but hey, there's definitely an uptrend here that gold has for over a month now. So that has to be encouraging. Regarding that 200-day moving average, the slope of that moving average just started to turn down. But I think broadly you can say it was pretty flat. How does that fit into standard technical analysis when you break a 200-day moving average that has been or is flat?
Yeah, that's actually my favorite setup, is a breakout above the 200-day moving average when it's flat. As it gives the trend, it's like a complete reset of the trend. So as long as this is a valid breakout, which I do expect, that typically gives more energy and more time for the trend to resume. And I should mention too, whenever I get a breakout, my eyes come right down to the bottom of the chart and I want to see volume confirm that breakout. And we're speaking here, it's only midday and volume is already above the average trading volume. So there's some conviction here. This is big money piling in. So let's not get too excited, but this is certainly constructive to start the week.
Also carry that over to the stocks too, because we have seen some of the larger stocks and some of the better stocks move higher on a day like today on Monday. Though I'm looking across the board at a wide range of stocks that I follow, a lot of the juniors broadly, they're all doing well. So this is one of the first environments during this, let's say, month and a half recovery that we are seeing this kind of rising tide lifting all the stocks.
Yeah, this is almost textbook technical analysis, because we saw GDX break out first from a very similar pattern to gold, and that's very constructive. Typically, the senior gold miners lead the precious metals complex, and then the metals follow, and then the more speculative components like the junior silver miners or even silver itself tend to follow gold and GDX. So the next big confirmation would be, let's see if we can get silver above $30. You know, we're still a couple bucks away from there. I don't expect that in the very short term here, but that's the next thing I'm looking for in the sector.
Okay, next chart that we're going to look at, this is the gold to Dow ratio. One thing we've talked a lot about with a number of guests on the show is just how the precious metals are performing compared to the broad averages. And look, the broad averages right now, they've kind of flatlined. They're not dropping, but they don't have that same upward momentum, and a bit more money is rotated into the precious metals. We can see this kind of U-shaped bottom that you've outlined on this chart. How encouraging is this, and also how sustainable is it, considering that this is still very early on?
Yeah, so this is a constructive sign. And by the way, you've got great guests. And I think it was Jordan Roy Byrne who was talking about this a couple weeks ago and prompted me to look a little bit further. And what I'm seeing here is that for, if you count this week, it's still early, this makes the sixth consecutive week that gold has outperformed the Dow Jones. And we're coming from very oversold levels on that ratio. And what's interesting is the Dow gold ratio at the peak of bull markets typically peaks around a 1-to-1 ratio. That ratio is currently around 20-to-1. So, I mean, from a big picture perspective here, if we return to that ratio, gold would outperform stocks by roughly a factor of 20 over the long term. So I think this has a long way to go as far as gold outperforming the broad equities.
Sorry to jump around here, but back to that first chart, the gold chart. I do also want to outline here some upward resistance. So the next resistance level, is it at that 1960 level that you're showing kind of that double top happening during that correction? That seems to be the next spot that investors need to be focused on.
Exactly. Yeah, that was back in January of this year. So a few months ago, that was the last time we came up and tested the breakout level and failed. So unlike last time, you know, we've actually gotten through it this time, but that was also a clear double top right at 1960. So that's going to be pretty stiff resistance on the way to just prior to that all-time high near $2,089.
So Steve, what are you going to be watching for then in terms of gold and in terms of a confirming this breakout or key drivers? Any other markets that you're paying attention to hopefully rotate some more money or continue to rotate money into these sectors?
Yeah, you say, what am I looking for as far as key drivers? And I think the broad market sees the inflation narrative right now. Everyone's talking about that, right? And I think the baseline expectation from, you know, general market participants is that the Fed's going to perhaps raise rates earlier than they've said to fight this inflation. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, that would crush the everything bubble. And, I just don't think they're going to do that. I think they're stuck between a rock and a hard place where they have to choose between crashing the everything bubble or inflation to run hot. And I think they're going to choose to let inflation run hot. And I think that's going to be the next big catalyst for the metals when the market realizes that.
Well, I think the market is starting to wake up. But again, we keep on hearing this transitory term that it's hard to say it's not transitory until time confirms that it's not transitory, right? So we're all just kind of waiting and seeing. But recent inflation data has been much higher. Let's move over to silver now. We're looking at this silver chart that you shared with us. Clearly, silver is in this uptrend, closing in on the next resistance level that you highlight here at 2842. We're actually very close to that level today. What do we need to note about this silver chart that is vastly different than the gold chart?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, there's really nothing up. So we're seeing a really nice rally here, obviously. We've got the short-term uptrend channel above a rising 50 and 200-day moving average. That's a bullish technical posture. The next resistance would be 2842. And then, of course, really, the big level is going to be $30.35. Just like, you know, I'm getting pretty optimistic about gold. That's the big breakout we just had today. Well, the big breakout in silver will come once we get above $30.35. And I think that's when this market could really accelerate to the upside. But, you know, of course, nothing goes straight up. We are starting to get just a bit technically stretched. So I would personally be, I'm in kind of buy the dip mode. So if we see any pullbacks towards support at that 50 and 200-day moving average, I think that could be a very compelling entry point or re-entry point.
So, Steve, what is on your radar on the downside? If any levels are broken, if any price action happens here, what would turn you a bit more bearish on these metals? Because right now, look, there's a lot of optimism, especially in the precious metals community, about this recent trading over a month and a half. But I think we all know that the market does like to disappoint the precious metals bugs. So what do we need to be aware of on the downside?
Yeah, it sure does. You know, and I've said this before on your show, but more important than predicting the next short-term move is having strategy. So, you know, I'm personally, I always have a little bit of healthy skepticism. So I'm building a little bit of cash just in case we do see a broad market sell-off, which would, you know, of course, probably hit our mining stocks as well. So I'm building cash just in case this is a fake out, but I don't see that. I do think we're going to see higher highs and higher lows going forward. That's not to say we go straight up from here, but any pullbacks towards support I view as opportunity.
Okay, so the buy the dip mentality. When it comes to stocks, though, either gold or silver, are you seeing a sweet spot in some of these stocks, understanding, again, that the majors, the larger ones have run, the smaller, let's say a bit more risky ones, it's been a much more of a mixed bag in terms of which stocks have been benefiting?
Yeah, I like to look at ratios between junior silver miners and junior gold miners. And from like a longer term perspective, it's the junior silver miners that have a more compelling value proposition. However, in the short term, that ratio is really compressed really far, really fast. So I wouldn't be surprised here to see the gold miners kind of outperform over the short term relative to the junior silver miners. But with that long term time horizon, I'm most bullish on the junior silver miners.
Okay. Steve, I'm going to post a link to your website where everyone can find out more about that Silver Chartist report. We'll be chatting again in another couple of weeks. And if anybody wants Steve and I to focus on, say, any aspects of the precious metals charts or uranium charts or also any of the stocks that Steve follows through the Silver Chartist report, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Steve, thanks for your time, buddy. We'll chat again in another couple of weeks.
You bet. Thanks, Corey.